I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, but the Reverend Al Sharpton and Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich are still in the race. Kucinich insists he'll fight on until the convention, but Sharpton's campaign is currently reevaluating its future. What's also in question is how Sharpton's low-performing presidential campaign will affect his standing as a national black leader. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC has more.
In this week's primaries, Al Sharpton won less than 10% of the vote, even in his home state of New York. But Sharpton has said he expects to take his message to the Democratic National Convention, regardless of whether he stays in the race.
We must be committed to making sure this party deals with an urban agenda that deals with jobs and police misconduct. And whether we pursue that with delegates, and clearly we are winning delegates tonight in New York, whether we pursue that with the nominee, we will make sure that agenda is regarded and respected.
But Sharpton won just a handful of delegates he can take to the convention, which is why Democrats question how much of an impact he'll be able to make. Then there's the question of Sharpton's role once the convention itself gets started. Bill Lynch is a former Democratic National Committee vice president who was advising Sharpton informally.
He won the primetime speaking slot. I think that's out the window now, particularly with his small showing and the number of delegates that will be at the convention and what has been written about his interaction with Roger Stone.
Lynch is referring to the Republican consultant who is reportedly helping to finance Sharpton's campaign. A series of articles in the Village Voice uncovered their alliance. And Sharpton has yet to qualify for federal matching funds because of questions about his campaign finances. Sharpton got about 40% of the black vote in New York State. For a local African-American leader who's been running for various offices here for more than a decade, that's not such an accomplishment, says political consultant Norman Adler.
You know, you can talk about power brokering, but you got to produce something. And he produced very, very little. He didn't even get 50% of the vote of the group that he claimed that he had a lock on, and that was black voters.
Back in 1988, presidential candidate Jesse Jackson captured 85% of New York City's African-American vote. But Jackson's campaign was both historic and well-organized. And in this election, black primary voters had the same goal as other Democrats, according to Queens Congressman Gregory Meeks, who was supporting John Kerry.
There's something, a message that Democrats, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're from the east or the west or the north or the south, are united against George W. Bush.
But Sharpton's supporters believe his quixotic campaign did make a difference. On Tuesday, Russell Outlaw was celebrating at Sharpton's party in a Harlem restaurant.
I definitely don't think he should drop out to go as far as he can go so he can talk about the issues that need to be talked about.
Sharpton's quick tongue did raise his profile, providing some of the only memorable moments during the Democratic debates, which is why Bill Lynch says he could get one thing out of this election.
He was able to show that he could hold his own in the debate process, and that might get him something on the talking circuit.
But if Sharpton has yet to make a major impact on national politics, Lynch and others agree he could still be a key player in New York City, where he's delivered a sizable share of the African-American vote in previous elections. And with a mayoral race next year, they say, it's too soon to rule out Sharpton. For Day to Day, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.